I'm so glad to be with you today to discuss one of my favorite topics, essential oils. I know there is a lot of misinformation about essential oils out there, and this podcast is going to provide you with a great deal of information that is going to help you gain a much better understanding of these amazing oils and what a gift they are to us. But first, I need to define what is an essential oil, what it is, and also what it is not. The oils we are discussing today are the chemical complexes derived directly from living plants. Essential oils are not the heavy, fatty oils most people think about, such as vegetable oil or some cooking oils, etc. What we're talking about are specifically the life blood of the plant. Oils are actually living products from a living plant. They come from the roots, bark, leaves, stems, and flowers. They are also very complex chemical compounds only found in nature. They are God's medicine, and they have a life force and a vibrational energy all their own. Essential oils have been around since the dawn of time. When God created the plants, He created the oils within them. Early historical records, including the Bible, mention these oils as they were highly prized for medicinal purposes, perfumes, and in cooking. Let's take a look at a few of the scriptures regarding oils. Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it." That's Genesis 1:29. Ezekiel 47:12 says, "Their fruit will serve for food, and their leaves for healing." Revelation 22:2, "And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations." You guys, God created everything that we need on this earth in order to live abundantly. This includes the food we eat and naturally derived medicine. We all know about the early American Indians and their use of herbs and plants in their healing methods. India is also known for its use of naturally occurring medicine straight from plants. As we arrived in what we now consider to be modern medicine, natural and holistic healing methods have taken a back seat. This, however, does not mean that these beautiful and natural drops of oil have become obsolete. Instead, they've taken this back seat in the medical world to modern chemistry. Yes, chemistry is the key component in medicine today, as pharmaceuticals are created in a lab and patented in order to sell them. Essential oils are highly complex chemicals that are naturally derived. In fact, no lab in the world is capable of creating an essential oil the way God did. So what makes these oils so special? I'm glad you asked. There are many, many amazing uses and benefits of oils, and the best way to share them with you are the reasons why they are so essential to humans. So I'm going to break all of this down into some main topics. The first big topic is called the blood-brain barrier. So you have these molecules from the essential oils, and they're very, very tiny, and they are easily passed through what we call this blood-brain barrier, which is a direct connection into our brain. This is so important because these oil particles carry important chemical constituents through the brain and then are able to be dispersed and utilized by your entire body. The brain has this area called the amygdala, and it contains the limbic system, which supports our emotional center. It's the big emotional center of the whole brain. This is where emotions and memories are stored. So as these molecules of the essential oil enters the nose or through the skin, they travel to the body delivering a variety of positive effects. Because these oils interact with this part of the brain, they are providing wonderful, wonderful ways to work through negative emotions. They can also enhance your mood and make you feel so much better. Another huge topic is what's called vibrational energy and vibrational medicine. This is actually a very new area of study, but we've known about vibration and vibrational energy for a very long time. Einstein said, "Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be changed from one form to another." This is important because, as we discussed earlier, oils come from living plants. Thus, essential oil molecules carry a life force and an energy force. Therefore, when we use essential oils, the energy of the oil is delivered into your body and thereby utilized. Another quote I like from Einstein says, "Everything in life is vibration." What this means is vibration equates with energy. The higher the vibration of an object, the more energy it contains or produces. And this energy can then be measured in living things. And we measure that in a unit called a megahertz. A healthy human resonates or vibrates between 62 and 68 megahertz. Our brain is even higher. So think about it. When you become ill, your energy level goes down as expected, and therefore so does your vibrational frequency. The sicker you become, the lower your frequency. And as a person begins to die, the frequency begins to drop below 25 megahertz until zero, which is a physical death. I discussed earlier on a show about dead and living food. Well, the same principle goes for essential oils. Each type of oil carries its own vibrational frequency and energy. So let me give you an example. Freshly picked vegetables and fruits carry between 10 and 15 megahertz. Dried herbs are bumped up a little bit more powerful. They have between 12 and 22 megahertz. Fresh herbs, 20 to 27 megahertz. And get ready, essential oils have between 52 and 320 megahertz. Wow, did you catch that? These tiny drops of goodness contain a tremendous amount of vibrational frequency that can do wonderful things in our bodies. Have you ever wondered why when you receive flowers or roses, it makes you feel so special? Yes, of course, they are beautiful, but they also smell great. When you smell the roses, the fragrance goes right into your limbic system, providing you with a huge jolt of goodness. In fact, rose oil is some of the highest frequency out there at a whopping 320 megahertz. And this boost of energy does wonders for your mood and elevates the endorphins in your brain. It is so cool. So now I need to talk to you about the extreme importance of choosing the right essential oils. It's important to note that not all essential oils are produced the same. It is vitally, vitally important that before you run out and buy your oils, you must understand the importance of knowing who is harvesting them, collecting them, and bottling the oils that you purchase. Sadly, just like our food, there are many producers who are putting things into these oils that we call being adulterated, and it means that they're having additives put into them, and they do this so they can sell them cheaper and have their product go much further. It is expensive to harvest plants properly, and so the truth of therapeutic grade essential oils is they must be 100% pure in form, which means they are not going to be cheap. Not only that, how the plants are grown, the water source they received, the harvesting methods, and of course, how they are bottled is extremely important. When I began my essential oil journey, after I lost my lung over 10 years ago, it was very important for me to know everything I could about the products that I use in my body, what I breathe in, and what I put on my body. No longer can I risk fake chemicals or toxins that can damage the only good lung I have left. As I embarked on my journey, I was led to the brand of Young Living. Through my research, I found this company owns all of their own farms around the world, and they have a seed to seal guarantee that is stellar. But please know, for the purposes of this show, I am not trying to sell you anything. It's just important to know why I use and chose the brand of oil that I do. So, how do I use these oils in my daily life? I use them for everything, you guys. My family makes fun of me, but I really do love them. But it's important that you do study and learn all that you can about essential oils. There are many books and tools and websites to help you. You got to start somewhere, so don't be afraid. Just take that first step. But one of my favorite tools is an app on my phone called the Reference Guide for Essential Oils. It's got a little green leaf on it. If you can't find it, reach out to me via my website at drpaulamcdonald.com and where it says Connect with Paula, and let me know that you're having trouble and I'll help you. But this little phone app contains every oil, how they're used, and lists all kinds of illnesses and medical issues from A to Z. And it gives you tips on if you've got a headache, try these oils and how to use them. So it's wonderful. And this little app is golden for me. And I recommend it for anyone who's wanting to learn more about using essential oils. But I use these oils in my daily routine, from adding the precious drops to my skincare routine, as a deodorant, skin cleanser and toner, as my own perfume blend, brushing my teeth, cleaning my home, doing the laundry, and diffusing throughout my home and office. I also use them for cooking. So can you tell that I love my oils? When people enter my house or my place of business, one of the first things they always say is, "Oh my gosh, it smells so great in here." But what they don't even know is the diffusion of these tiny little molecules is entering their brains and delivering all sorts of goodness directly to them as well. So another use that I really value my oils is during prayer time or when I need to focus on work. There are numerous blends and oils that can actually help you to focus and to gain clarity. The main thing regarding essential oils is to not be afraid of them. Start with just a few oils, or better yet, get a starter kit from Young Living and start exploring the many uses and benefits to you and your family. And remember, you get what you pay for. Inexpensive oils purchased at the grocery store or some unknown online company do not have 100% therapeutic grade oils. You will be using products that have known chemicals in them that can actually harm you. So be careful, be aware, and be educated. Be truly, truly careful and know the source of essential oils. I am available to help you should you want to learn more. And you can find a link to my actual Young Living account right from my website at drpaulamcdonald.com under the Resources tab. You can just explore around. You don't have to join. And you can also always just order as a retail customer. You do not have to join. I'm not trying to build an essential oil business. I'm trying to get the word out about the truth about oils and why they're so important. But should you choose to join, you'll be added to some private social media sites where you can ask questions, watch videos, and learn a ton of information. So you all, in closing, as you can tell, I am admittedly an oil junkie. I love my oils and I treasure them. Please don't hesitate to reach out if you want to learn more. I'm still learning every day. There is something new I learn almost every day about these oils, and I just will continue to. So blessings to you as you continue on your wellness journey. Remember, you only have this one life while on earth. Do all you can to preserve your health and live in full abundance and radiant health. So until next week, oil up and feel great, and always remember to live today.